And Twitter stock surged in early trading today after the social media service said it had added 9 million monthly active users in the first quarter of this year, much higher than expected. Is there possibly a Trump effect here, people signing up to follow his tweets? And the tech-heavy NASDAQ also had some good news, hitting 6,000 for the first time ever yesterday. Maybe a response to the president's proposed tax cuts. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us now from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
Well, tell us more about the NASDAQ. What do you think is behind the increase?
I think part of it, you have to say, is about Trump. You know, the administration is proposing drastically reducing the corporate tax rate. There's talk about incentives, perhaps, for companies to repatriate cash from abroad back home. Tech companies would definitely benefit greatly from this, one of the sectors that would be affected. But, you know, I think part of it, Robin, is also the fact that these big tech companies, Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, they really dominate so much of our lives right now and commerce. And they're really pushing into the next frontier as well. What do you think? Virtual reality, artificial intelligence. So they kind of have gone from these risky bets to really being seen as the foundation of the future and the profit machine. So I think that's helping the NASDAQ as well.
Well, but what goes up comes down, as we know. The NASDAQ hit the 5,000 17 years ago in 2000. But, you know, what's happened since?
Yeah, you know, I think we're still living with the shadow of that, aren't we? You know, it was all of this promise followed by this real, if you remember that old sports, the agony of defeat, right? We had the dot-com bubble burst, the financial crisis, and investors really lost faith. And I still feel those scars to this day. We've never really, investors, especially retail investors, have never approached risk the same way again. It's sort of like a hangover that's lasted 17 years. So over this milestone, but I think the shadows still follow.
Well, and there were worries in Silicon Valley over the president's criticism of the H-1B visa program for foreign technical workers. Silicon Valley depends on them. But he announced only modest changes last week, so some relief there. And his immigration orders that so worried Silicon Valley, you know, the bans, haven't held up in the courts. So is Silicon Valley maybe feeling a little less worried?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. I do think the DEFCON alert level has been lowered. You know, we're seeing some of the more moderate business voices of the administration, the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Gary Cohn, emerge more. I think there is hope in Silicon Valley that they will prevail and influence policy more. But that's not to say that the concern is gone. And I think the tariffs slapped on Canada this week highlight that. They're a little warning sign. Most people thought that tough trade talk was just rhetoric and sort of a negotiating stance. Now that we're seeing some of those policies enacted, I think it's worrying. If you start to see that happen again with immigration, I think you're going to see Silicon Valley really sort of kick back into action.
And what about Twitter adding 9 million users? I mean, this is one of those classic stories. They have these users, but, you know, what about the, you know, sales and revenue?
Yeah.
But do you think Twitter does owe some of that success to the tweets from President Trump?
It's hard to say. I think Donald Trump probably would take credit for it, certainly. And I think you can't dismiss it. I mean, when it's POTUS's communication tool of choice, you got to think that helps. But I think another thing people point to is the fact that, you know, they've been experimenting with this live programming. They had the Thursday NFL games last year. Now, they've lost that to Amazon this year, but they continue to say that they want to program this kind of live content, streaming content around the clock. So that might be helping as well.
Maggie Lake, she hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you, Robin.